It's Friday, Juneteenth, a federal holiday. A lot of things you thought were open are not. No mail today, no stock market trading. I think banks are closed. What else, Mike? Am I missing anything there? It's a federal holiday, so just like any other federal holiday, lots of stuff closed for the day.
Yeah, let's see. You said banks, the post office.
Yeah.
Your local municipal swimming pool, probably.
Oh, wow.
I'm just trying to think of anything government-owned.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know that the Obama Center is open to the public today. Isn't that kind of unusual? I guess it's timing-wise. But they had a big party there yesterday, but today is the opening to the public. And, you know, you have to, I think it's free, I don't know, but you have to have tickets, and the tickets are gone for months.
Wow.
That's how many people want to get in there and see that thing. It's a most unusual building, and it's an $850 million
A presidential
property.
Library is something that I would just like go to if I decided that day and I had nothing else going on. I wouldn't get tickets in advance.
You would have made the trip for?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, I bet State Senator Kevin Hertel, the Democrat from St. Clair Shores, might want to go. And why not? He happens to be right now getting some attention as one of seven state Senate Democrats introducing legislation to hold data centers accountable. Good for you, Senator Hertel. How are you?
I'm good, Paul W. How are you?
I am excellent. Are you planning on getting to see President Obama's library?
I don't think I'm going to make it out there anytime soon. As you mentioned, it's a federal holiday. I respect the holiday, but I am here working and focused on getting a budget done by July 1 here in the state of Michigan.
Well, I salute you for that, and I'm allegedly working as well. Let's talk a little bit about these data centers. I can't remember anything that's gotten as much attention in the last several years as these data centers. And you've got people who absolutely strongly believe in them, and you've got people who absolutely strongly are against them. And I appreciate that what you're saying is that the data centers should be held accountable for their usage of power, their usage of water, and whatever else that you think. Tell me more.
Well, exactly that. They should be held accountable for the impact they could potentially have on our state. And for those that are concerned about data centers, and I hear that concern across my community, and I know others are hearing across the state, it's not unfounded. We have seen situations that have occurred in other states that we want to make sure don't happen here in the state of Michigan. And so the message we're sending with this legislation is, if you want to even look coming to Michigan with one of these projects, you need to make sure that you are, number one, protecting our environmental resources, that you are entering into community benefit agreements with the communities that you are going into so that the residents of those communities see a benefit from these projects. But most importantly, making sure that both our water and our electric rates do not go up because of some of these projects. So if put into the law, if these bills were to pass, we would have some of the strictest regulation anywhere in the country, and I think that's exactly where Michigan needs to be.
You've been around a long time, and your family's been very much involved in civil service throughout the years. We could name a million of your family members who have served. You're talking about things that matter to a lot of people, and I'm trying to think of anything that was that in the beginning people were against also. I believe probably cell phone towers. People, you know, I don't get any good cell service. Well, we're going to put a cell tower across the street. No, not in my yard, not across the street from my house. I mean, we've had things that we've been against in the past, and somewhere or another, things have worked out, and we're okay. I believe that after talking with guys like Jim Fitterling at Dow in Midland, with these projects that he's been working on, like these self-contained small nuclear energy producers that could actually take care of all of the energy needs of a single data center. And if they came up with a way to recycle the water properly, would you be more into it then?
That's exactly what we're trying to push, the conversation in that direction. There is technology that exists today, and I would imagine over the next decade, it will only advance. that allow these data centers to operate in a much more efficient way, with a less of an impact on all of our resources, both on the energy side and the water side. And simply what we're saying here is we want to make sure it's done in the right way here in the state of Michigan. We can be a leader in the country to show how this can be done the right way. The good news is none of these enterprise data centers exist in the state today, so we're starting from a more clean slate. We have learned from what has happened in other states across the country, and we're simply looking at what we've learned and trying to put protections in place here in Michigan so that that does not happen here.
And I don't deny any of the problems, but I agree with you, State Senator Kevin Hertel, that it would be fabulous if Michigan became well known as a state that has learned how to deal with data centers, to accept them and cover and protect their constituents, we the taxpayers, and then we get the benefits of whatever jobs they might create, and I don't know how many they would create, lots when they're building them, probably not nearly as many when they're built, but also from everything I hear, increasing tax base in a huge way. And then that affects and helps all of us. So, I mean, I think there are a lot of good things that can come out of this if we can do exactly what you're suggesting, figure out how to do it the best way for all of us.
I agree with you, Paul W. And some of those benefits are investments in our communities, local tax revenue to go to police and fire and roads, as well as school districts. And we've seen that happen across the country in many other communities. You can actually also, and there's a study that came out earlier this week that shows that one or two of these projects can lower utility rates or at least stop the constant increases that we're seeing here in the state.
How great is that? How great is that? Yeah.
You know, there are benefits that can be had, but I just want to reiterate, when we do it in a responsible way, I think we can all win.
Well put. Please give my best to the entire Hertel crew. I haven't talked to many of them in years, but I have talked to all of them over the years, including you, State Senator Kevin Hertel, the Democrat from St. Clair Shores. Have a wonderful weekend and a great Father's Day to all the Hertels that are fathers.
Thank you so much, Paul W. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. As we continue in Focus on WJR at 1244.